Thanks for joining us for the Plays of the Week. Scott Zolak alongside Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Big win against the Colts. This is your offense, obviously. Let's take a look at what you got.
You know, there were a couple things that came up in this game more than once. And, you know, the first one here is, you know, Tom extending this play a little bit. And, you know, we have pretty good pickup here on the pressure from the Colts. They're bringing five. Different, but kind of similar to what Dallas did. But, you know, with Rob running this over route, you can see how much coverage he attracts right here. And, you know, fortunately for us, that left Danny Amendola wide open. Tom's able to extend the play here. We have good protection, nice pocket. Tom steps up and hits Danny. One of the things we were able to do in this game was get some good yardage after the catch. In this case, you know, Danny does a good job of getting upfield and pick up about, you know, 25 yards on the play. So that was key for us there. This is another extended play here down in the red area where we get a three-man rush. And Shaq Mason does a nice job, you can see, coming over here from the inside out and, you know, creating a lot of space there in the pocket. So, you know, initially, there really is, you know, there are a lot of people here, nobody really coming open. But now as the play extends, the linebackers get displaced a little bit. Julian, you know, gets in front of the safety. Tom's able to step up, put the ball on him, and, you know, hit for the touchdown. So a lot of times these three-man rush plays, the ball, if it comes out on time, there isn't anybody open. But if the play can extend a little bit longer and the receivers get into that second window, you know, find that space instead of here, but now, you know, come open behind the linebacker, then, you know, we end up making a play. So it was a nice job of, you know, adjusting and playing the play out, getting that second window.
Yeah, two good jobs during that drive of your quarterback attacking the line of scrimmage. Another element to this game.
Yep. Okay. Here's another, you know, another play where Rob is going to be running an out route here, and you know we've hit Rob on a couple of these in recent weeks, and obviously he's a key receiver for us, and the corner Toller is kind of, you know, aware of Rob here in the slot. You can see Tom make that little pump fake out there like he's going to Rob, and that kind of settles Toller down. Meanwhile, Keyshawn Martin runs right by him, and you know, Tom lays it up there before the safety can get over to overlap over the top. So, again, another example of, you know, Gronkowski not catching the pass to Amendola, not catching the pass here to Martin, but drawing a lot of coverage to open somebody else up.
Yeah, he makes a heck of a catch here, too. Ball's
really
behind
does.
Him and towards the sideline.
Yeah,
nice.
Very nice adjustment. And this is another good play for us here in the running game with, you know, a nice job of cutting the defense. And this one is a good example right here. And last year when we played them twice, we kind of hit this gap where we sealed the defensive end and inside linebacker, kind of kicked out and the ball ran more in the off-tackle gap outside by the tight end. This case, you can see in the end zone, the Colts are kind of ready for that play, and they're overplaying it a little bit. So the end works outside into Mike Williams, and Mike ends up turning him out. The linebacker scrapes, and Shaq picks him up. So instead of the play hitting in this area where it did last year, this time it hits here inside, you know, one gap further in. You know, so Mike kind of wheels his man out. You know, Shaq turns up, and then Cam Fleming here does a nice job of coming off this double-team block, you know, and pinning Freeman inside. So, you know, there the defense is cut from the inside. Like I said, Mike Williams turns the end out, and, you know, there goes the play up inside. If we go back to the sideline for a second, again, another element of this play is, you know, Julian coming in motion and coming like this, and that kind of backs off the corner and the safety looking for, you know, some type of pass route or over route. You can see how soft Adams is playing here. And, you know, Toller's kind of a little bit late to fill on this. Then he fills outside and the ball ends up hitting inside. You know, but meanwhile, you know, Julian never really has to block Adams. He just, you know, comes in there, and Adams is so concerned about the over route that he never does really come up to support the run. LeGarrette makes a good cut inside, and Lowry can't make the play. Again, here's the same play from the end zone, just going back over it again. So you could kind of put it all together. Double team, good seal block by Cam. Turn this out. Here's Julian coming in to block Adams. Toller's free. That's the guy that LeGarrette has to beat, and he does, and turns it into a long run.
I mean, is this uncanny for a guy's size? It seems like, okay, he's in tight, but you see him in person. He's not a small running back.
No.
He's not like Deion Lewis, but yet he runs away from people.
He's got good speed. He's got good vision, good quickness. Got really good feet. You know, it was another play similar to the Amendola play. It was a play-action pass, and of course, came off the, you know, the similar type of run action that we had with LeGarrette earlier. You know, Rob catches the pass for about a, whatever, 7-10 yard gain. But now it's the run after catch, and so similar to the Amendola play, we're able to do a good job of gaining yards after we had the ball in our hands last week, and, you know, Lowry can't make the tackle. You know, Rob takes it in for a touchdown. Yeah. We know Rob's a tough guy to tackle.
Good spike, too. Starting to get that thing under. All right, this is the...
And this is another, you know, another extended play. We end up checking out of a play here. Tom backs into the shotgun. And, you know, once again, the coverage is pretty good initially. So as, you know, we run this crossing pattern over here, this is Rob coming inside. They've got that pretty well covered. And Tom does a nice job of extending the play. So in this case, Freeman and DeQuell Jackson, you know, I think, you know, they're kind of bracketing the running back there, LeGarrette. When Tom scrambles, you know, Freeman comes out of coverage, which, you know, I don't really know how much you want to come out of coverage against Brady. He's not that big of a threat to run. But when Freeman does that, LeGarrette instinctively makes the right play to find that space. Done a nice job by Brady of extending the play and then of LG of finding the open spot and, you know, Tom hitting him and getting in the end zone after Freeman came out of coverage to pick him up. So it's a nice adjustment on that play.
Good awareness. Seems like they're pretty well coached. Good stuff, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us on the Plays of the Week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.